This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher there. There are items on the charts this week, as there always are, that are worthy of our consideration. And then there are other things going on in the conversational world that are worthy of our consideration for your consideration. First, though, Michael, go through the list of the top stories, the top topics of the week, and the people who are supporting or not those discussions. I suppose some of the people are part of the discussions, and some of them have some attention or have garnered some attention on their own. So shall we get at it, Michael?
Yeah, let's get at it. I just want to point out, as we are here looking back at a week at the end of the week, that toward the end of the week, a whole bunch of stories start breaking that, you know, on Friday got a lot of attention in terms of the Monday to Friday nature of the chart.
Yep.
And maybe we're going to have to start doing these things every day because things change. For example, some of the things that are not on the survey that are being talked about is the hurricane that's blowing into Texas is going to be big, and the Samsung sentence. The Lee Jae-yong convicted of bribery and corruption. That's a big one. New drug being used in Florida for executions. The argument over the debt ceiling. There's a lot going on. So it really should be a top 20 this week. But the top 10 are as follows if you look at the week as a whole. We have Major League Baseball action and NFL preseason action at number 10. We have a little gossip with the Woods Vaughn nude pictures at number 9.
You look at them?
No, I didn't. And as a matter of fact, when my editors and the researchers came up with this, I didn't even know about it. Somehow it escaped me. Did I miss anything good?
Nope.
Okay. The Powerball jackpot and the solar eclipse tied at number 8. Solar eclipse really eclipsed all the other news for that afternoon. It
created an atmosphere, whether it was real or assumed. There was an atmosphere, in my mind anyway, that lasted through the week. It was a really... I know you poo-poo things like Mercury being in retrograde and stuff like that. And the eclipse was another event in the stars. And it kind of went along with a full moon that was really strong earlier in the month. It's been kind of a... For people who have certain sensitive natures... this has been a, shall we say, very interesting week.
Now, how do we really know the solar eclipse happened?
Because
nobody's allowed to look at it.
The Wall Street Journal said it happened.
Because, I mean, here's an event that everybody tells you is happening, but don't look at it.
If you went to, if you were in Carbondale, Illinois, you were dark, the sky was completely dark, like the middle of the night for 3 minutes plus. That's how you knew it was going, at least there, anyway. But, yeah, you look around and you look up. Did you look up? Come on, be honest. Did you look up at the sun during the
eclipse? No, I didn't. I created a little bit of a complex little situation with my iPhone to try to photograph it. And I got some beautiful photos, but you can't see the eclipse. It's funny. Even at the height of the eclipse in Massachusetts, where I was, which was a partial eclipse, if I had the smoke glass or the special lenses and the special, you know, sunglasses, I would have seen it. But as it turned out, I just have a beautiful round orb of the sun. It just totally filled in its own roundness. And I got some beautiful pictures of the sun, but I did not look directly at it because I am quite aware that one look could cause you a lifetime of...
just one look. Remember that
just
song?
Just one look. And just one look.
Just one look. It's all it
took. We have those U.S. Navy... Well, let's back up. We have the Powerball and the solar eclipse at 8. At number 7, we have the Barcelona terror attack and the aftermath of that. U.S. Navy accidents, a provocative set of incidents.
Yep. Something to spend time on,
Number 6. Yeah. Number 5, huge, the Confederate memorial removals. Russian military activity at 4. U.S.-North Korea tensions continues at 3. Trump's Phoenix rally and protests thereof at number 2. And a couple of things at the top of the list. Trump versus McConnell. That was really the most talked about story. And the Mexican wall threat at number 1, plus those aforementioned topics that I talked about. It was a messy week in terms of stories slobbering over into each other. None of these stories, you know, except maybe the Von Woods nude pictures and the solar eclipse, stand completely on their own without connecting to something else. Mm-hmm. Most talked about people, Tiger Woods and Lindsey Vonn at 10, Vladimir Putin always there at 9, Kim Jong-un, he's a regular at number 8. Number 7, Stephen K. Bannon, we'll see what happens with him. Number 6, Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Number 5, James Clapper. Number 4, Jeff Flake and John McCain. Number 3, Paul Ryan. Number 2, Mitch McConnell. And number 1, Donald Trump. And again, very difficult to isolate these things in any kind of numerical order this week. It was a sloppy week, which I guess is good.
I'm wondering, as I look at this list, who's on it that isn't a politician of sorts? And Tiger Woods is, I think, the only one on there that isn't some form of a politician or working in the public sector, somehow or other connected to government. And
well, you got to remember that this survey is culled from news talk radio stations, which are basically political talk. I mean, if you were to do a survey of what people were talking about on FM classic rock stations in the morning on, you know, shock jock shows, it certainly wouldn't be
They'd
Trump
be talking
versus
about
McConnell.
Taylor Swift's new song.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this is only a snapshot. This is only a snapshot of a little sliver of society that we happen to be in, and that this show is aired on stations that cater to.
Yes, it is. Yes, it does. All right. So we've gone through the list. Now we have license to go off in our own direction or directions with relative conversations about some of the things that may be high on the list or on the top of the list, or maybe. We have a
where did we get this license?
Who granted
us the license?
We have our own
license. Okay. I just wondered where it is. I don't know.
License. We are the official Who told us we were official? We took that title. The official overview of the hot stories from the world of the news. That's us. We're the official
Super Bowl radio show.
Yes.
The official Super Bowl laxative.
Yes. The official farm station. Can you name 10 different kinds of cows? We'll get to Mike on whether he can name 10 breeds of cows in a matter of moments. First, though, one of the things about this program that I like doing is being able to tell you stories about certain products, people that help to put the programs on the air. You know, there are a lot of people who are complaining, Michael. This is actually an aside. We make no bones about it. This is commercial talk radio. And commercial means we must have commercials to become viable. We have to have people paying the bills so we can bring you the talent. And through the superstructure of radio, costs money to get the programs produced and on the air. So we have to get that money through our advertisers. There are people who are complaining. There is a lot. There's a protest movement. Matter of fact, I think there's a Facebook page or I'm not sure. One social media outlet has a whole section devoted to people complaining about how many ads there are now on NPR, even though they aren't called ads. They're called sponsorships. And NPR does the same thing, the commercial radio stations. They have good programming and stuff, but they hide behind this facade of, we're non-profit public television. But they have sales and they go out and call the same people that we do. Whole Foods is all over PBS. And their message is we're going to try to shed the moniker of Whole Paycheck. That's what they've been saying on NPR this week. Did you hear any NPR stations? It was really pretty interesting. And then there was an interview I heard with somebody from Whole Foods. So if you think the point I'm trying to make here that NPR is better because it's not commercial, that's nonsense. All right, I had my piece. You want to say something about that, Michael?
Cause no.
It certainly warrants your attention.
No, I don't know what to say. The whole world is commercial.
Yeah.
Everything is a hype. Everything is promotional.
Yep.
We happen to be operating in this moment in a medium that totally depends upon advertising. And Stepping back and being as honest and as intelligent as I could possibly be within this cartoon, I want to say that one of the biggest problems facing commercial radio today is the commercial. Mm-hmm. How do you be commercial without a commercial? And that's something that the great programming minds are trying to figure out. How do you commercialize media in the 21st century when people have less tolerance for commercials and don't have time to spend doing anything, let alone the attention span, other than what they want at the moment? It's very difficult. These are the problems we face. This is behind-the-scenes stuff that's not so behind-the-scenes anymore.
Well, it is part of the public the discourse here. The discussion is how to make the commercials more interesting. You tell good stories. I'd like to think that I can tell you a good story about MyPillow, because I have them. The company name MyPillow was very clever in and of itself. And you know the story of this guy, Michael. He didn't like the pillows he was sleeping on, so he created his own pillows, and they became a business. And now, probably the most successful idea, he's created a brand that is like none other. So when people think of getting a pillow, they don't go to the store. They go online to MyPillow.com, and they use the code DJV in order. In this instance, they can order four pillows at 50% off by going to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV, or you can call 800-716-5989. But going to MyPillow.com is probably easier because you can see what the pillows look like, that sort of thing. But imagine the deal, 50% off four pillows, plus free shipping, money back if you don't love the pillows. You know the name, you've seen the ads on TV, now take action with a special deal with this promo code, DJV. Use that at MyPillow.com.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's Super Saturday at Kohl's. Shop early birds until 1 p.m. to save big. Boyce Carter's tees are just $7.99, and Junior's graphic tees are $9.99. Fashion sneakers are $24.99. Kitchen electrics are only $9.99, and the Big One bath towel is just $3.99. Everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Earn it on everything, spend it on anything. This Saturday, it's Super Saturday, only at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Announcing the Office Depot Office Max Back to School 1 cent event. Going on now in stores only. Check your purse or pockets, your car's cup holder, because a penny has never been more valuable. 10-pack pens, 1 cent. Composition notebooks, scissors, and plastic folders, all 1 cent each. Hurry to the 1 cent event only at Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
In store only. Limit 3 each while supplies last. Offer with minimum $5 purchase before tax. Ends 8/26.
All right, let's see where we are here as we go through this list. I don't know that I want to limit this to just 60 seconds, the story of the Navy, the accidents on the ship, the debt ceiling, I think, is a conversation that you put together. All these people are screaming for more money for the Defense Department. Can you imagine the outrage of people who have the balsam to suggest we need to build more ships because the Navy is overworked? And the fact that they have all this technology and they apparently either don't know how to use it or they don't care to use it or there's something going on here. The head of the 7th Fleet got fired. The captains of these ships got fired. But what? More importantly, what the hell is going on these ships? They got all this technology, $1.5 billion per ship, and they're not using it. I want some answers to that question. 21 past the hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's now 23 after the hour. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with me, Doug Steffen. We do this every week. We've just been enthralled each other. The comments that we were... Actually, Michael came to me for advice because he wanted to be able to identify the 10 most important breeds of cattle. And he got as far as Angus and got stopped, and I told him that the Angus breed is very stubborn, kind of stupid, very difficult. And he was surprised to know that there are different traits with different breeds of cows. And yes, there are, Michael.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That, you know, I guess that makes you a cowist.
I am. As opposed to being Chinese and a Taoist, yes, that may be the case. Mavis...
I'm not even going there. Let's just back out of that alley.
Mavis Wanzik is the winner of this past week's Powerball jackpot. Would you quit your job if you won the lottery?
Yes.
You would. No more of this. You no would, more fun
you would,
with
me? You wouldn't even hear my name.
My God.
I wouldn't have a Facebook page. I wouldn't do Twitter. I'd be gone.
Yeah. She's made some mistakes already. The law requires the winners to be made public. If I won, I would create a trust and have a lawyer show up, so people wouldn't know. That's what she's already got out front. She hasn't protected her identity. She's already been hit for all kinds of things. Investment people are after her, and charities are after her. Her life will not be the same because
I feel so sorry for her.
Well, is that the thing?
This is one of the problems of being fabulously wealthy.
Yeah.
That people come after you.
Yeah.
For money.
Yeah, right.
It's better than people coming after you for money when you don't have any.
That's true. Yep. She is one of the world's wealthiest people. Amazing. And then how do you go from being a nurse, a night nurse at a hospital, to being one of the wealthiest women in the world?
You calm down and you figure it out, and you know, it beats getting run over by a truck.
Yes, it does.
There are worse things that happen to people.
Yeah. So the federal government has taken $120 million to put into the coffers to spend, they still need to up the debt ceiling again one more time. We have that, and we have the budget. The president says, no, we're not going to do this unless you give me the wall. And the wall seems to now be not something that either party is eager to spend money on. But when you think of the amount of money that all these things cost, and it, sort of the reflective here is these Navy vessels, two of them crashing into or being crashed into in a circumstance where they have the technology to practically fly these boats to the moon. Autopilot, whatever it is, they're just the plain and simple here is that these people are not doing their job. They're trained. We spend a lot of money to train them. And the audacity, the gall of somebody in the Navy to say, we need more ships, we need more people, we're overworked, give me a break. Who the hell do you think you're kidding with that bunch of bunkum?
Well, I don't understand any. I don't understand anything.
It's incompetence and not paying attention to the job. That's what it is.
Running a boat. I mean, don't they have somebody out there with a telescope?
Yeah. Why isn't somebody out there in the good old days with a binocular? They're playing cards on the deck because they got it on autopilot and something's not functioning properly. I'd go back to the guy that built the ship. I'd want to know what the story is with all this technology, how it is that these
ships... Put a guy up there in the crow's nest with a, with a good old-fashioned telescope. Well, it certainly does make me feel confident in the advent of driverless cars, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Driverless trucks.
Driverless boats.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Oh, boy.
And yet they can get the SpaceX or the shuttle off the ground. They can hit needle in the haystack, the International Space Center in the middle of, you know, up, out there. They can find that. But they can't see a ship that's aiming, you know, about to run into them?
Yeah.
Aye, aye, aye. Man, do we have a lot to learn. And these people that the militarists say, oh, no, you don't understand. Yeah, I do. I understand perfectly, thanks. 28 past the hour.
Announcing the Office Depot Office Max Back to School 1 cent event. Going on now in stores only. Check your purse or pockets, your car's cup holder, because a penny has never been more valuable. 10-pack pens, 1 cent. Composition notebooks, scissors, and plastic folders, all 1 cent each. Hurry to the 1 cent event only at Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
In store only. Limit 3 each while supplies last. Offer with minimum $5 purchase before tax. Ends 8/26.
It's Super Saturday at Kohl's. Shop early birds until 1 p.m. to save big. Boys Carter's tees are just $7.99, and Junior's graphic tees are $9.99. Fashion sneakers are $24.99. Kitchen electrics are only $9.99, and the Big One bath towel is just $3.99. Everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Earn it on everything, spend it on anything. This Saturday, it's Super Saturday, only at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealert.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It is 34 minutes after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review, Hot Hits and Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here to talk about the law of compound interest as it applies to the money this lady has won, motivated to build. If I were someone who got that money, we were talking about this on the air and off the air, I would start another business. I'd support the businesses that I already have. And I might want to start a new business, maybe a real estate investment firm. How about that? You want to be my partner in that, Michael?
No, that would bore me.
Really?
I would devote myself to the arts. I would leave business. I would spend my time painting, writing, literature, even though it may not be very good. I would teach. I would pursue things that I really enjoy, and I would not worry about making money anymore. I do not understand people whose primary fun is making money after they have enough money to live very comfortably on. It doesn't make sense to me that we're put on this planet, that we're put in this life to acquire things. That just doesn't make sense, although I do certainly respect working hard for a living, trying to make a cushion for yourself, have a nest egg, all that stuff makes sense. But once you reach a certain point where mathematically, if you just play it conservatively and play it safe, you don't have to worry about making money anymore. There's so many things in life that being wage slaves, that you know, you talk about slavery. People are slaves today, even though they get paid. Most people can't quit their job, because if they do, they'll wind up in the street. And most people don't even like their jobs.
That's true. Too many people don't. Yeah.
So to me, it would be, and I like my job. I love what I do. But frankly, you know, we were talking before. I don't think that what we're doing is the crown of creation. I don't think this is the greatest art form that's ever happened.
You don't?
No. I'll be honest about that. We talked about it before. I made a reference to it being somewhat of a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
So in all seriousness, I would pursue the things that I find interesting, and mostly it's in the arts, not in business.
Like what kind of art?
All kinds of art. I would love to make a film. I would love to produce a play. I would like to write a book.
Really?
I would like to paint another painting. I've been dabbling in writing songs lately.
Have you?
Yeah. I discovered in my iPhone, this is so bizarre, I discovered in my iPhone about a year and a half ago, this little app called GarageBand.
Huh.
And I have been writing songs, composing songs.
Really?
And using them on my radio
shows. Oh, you have
some?
Well, you should put them on the air.
I do. I have them on the air as bumper music that I've written and created. And don't say anything about it. But the point is, it's not great. This is not great music. It's not something I would do professionally. But just the fact that I'm able to do it at this stage in my life, never knowing I could, because my problem with writing music is I don't know how to write music, and I forget the songs that I hear in my head. Now you just boom, boom, boom on your telephone. On your telephone, to be able to compose an entire record? Play all the instruments?
My son-in-law... is here with my daughter visiting, and my son and my grandson from California. And he's a musician. He's a college prof, but he's studied music. And he showed me something the other night that just floored me. It was on his iPad. It was a keyboard with all kinds of things. You could use it as this particular function was for organ music.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, just any kind of a sound, you just hit one of the buttons on the face of this thing, and you can create any kind of sound, any kind of music, any kind of noise that you want, background for it is just amazing. You know, where
it eliminates the need to know how to play the instrument. It plays the instrument for you, any kind of instrument. And
who comes up with this software? Who makes this happen?
It's changing the nature of writing music.
Well, it doesn't need musicians. You don't need a full house and orchestra or anything. All you need is this computer. It makes noises, and you find the right noise, and it fits into the sync of the music, and therefore you don't need a guitar player, and you don't need a violinist, you don't need a trombonist, you don't need a piano mm-hmm. player, you don't need anything.
Hey, listen to this.
I want to hear what you're doing. Making whoopee.
Now, that song, I played the piano, played all of the instruments, and wrote the tune on my smartphone.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, it's not good. It's a little bluesy.
Yeah. It's cute.
But the point is, I made it on a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
I recorded it. There's tracks. I layered it, I composed it, and played it. It's completely original.
So all of those things that you did on your own would require a single, there would have been in a studio 7 or 8 people, each working a different piece of equipment to create that same thing that you created on your own. So
me, I'm some old guy who's never written music in his life, putting out these ditties. Can you imagine with this type of equipment, with this type of technology, how many brilliant, truly young Tchaikovskys and Beethovens and Mozarts are out there are going to emerge because they will be able to get right to the creative heart?
Will there be a market for all of that?
Oh, gosh, yes. I think that entertainment, arts, movies are going to be so changed by the digital technology that we're first developing that there'll be new Beatles records, there'll be new Frank Sinatra records, there'll be movies with Clark Gable starring in them that you'll swear it's him, and yet it won't be him. There'll be guys making movies on keyboards. It's changed. Everything is drastically changing in terms of the cumbersome aspect of making art.
Yep, you can recreate Mona Lisa or something like that, something similar to it, by going to a computer. You don't have to have you don't have to have a brush. You don't have to have any paint. You don't have to have anything. Just the computer. And again, I pay tribute or pay attention to the people who design the software. How do they come up with this? How do they make it happen? That's what does. That's what
they're
escapes
brilliant.
Most you and me.
They're brilliant.
Most people like you and me. We don't. We are busy. There's a great comparative here. This week's installment of the award-winning podcast, One Series Up Close and Far Out, that Michael does, brings the people who are listening to the podcast to the Vintage Radio and Communications Museum, which is located in Connecticut. So you talk to the director there. This is the old way, the old school. Even when we were kids, this is kind of the equipment that we use. Now we've grown away from that. But
there's a connection between the very early crystal radios, the very early telegraphs, and today's smart iPhones. They're connected. Geniuses building new developments on the shoulders of geniuses for 120 years now in terms of modern communication. The smartphone did not fall out of the sky without a connection to the fax machine, without a connection to the telephone, to the movie camera, film, or, records, analog. All this stuff connects to each other, and it's a remarkable century and a half of electronic communication. But now we're going into an area where we have to rethink what we consider to be art. We have to rethink what we consider to be skills that are valuable in terms of our education, being able to handle the world at large going forward. And this is an amazing precipice that we're standing on the edge of going forward into the future.
All right. So one of the things people like about this program that I hear from, by the way, you want to do it the old-fashioned way, email to michael@talkers.com or doug@stephan.com. One of the things that comes out of looking at this from the so-called media freaks point of view, I'm looking at pictures that were taken when you were at this museum. And what goes into my mind is a picture I saw of Randy Michaels, who, again, inside radio, he was one of the great creative minds, completely whacked, but just a crazy guy. But he was able to create a radio business, and one of the things that he prided himself with, and I had this experience with him once, was going into the power room, the broadcast power room, which would have the transmitter, also called the transmitter room, and that all of the dials and all the switches, and you look at the tubes and things. These were huge, huge pieces of equipment that today are the size of a laptop.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Right?
There's a picture of me standing next to a Collins 860 FM transmitter. It was like a giant refrigerator. Every radio station had one, and then you had the chief engineer who was the guy that had the special license to work on it, and he knew things that nobody else knew. He knew this is not magic. This is just technology. The rest of us believed it was magic. Yeah. And it is magic. You drive a car. You don't know how to take an engine apart. Maybe you do.
I can take it apart.
You can drive the car and get to amazing places at amazing speeds, but you don't know how that engine actually operates. And that's the same thing with technology. You turn on the television. We use our iPads. We do that, but we don't know how it works. And then there are those that know how it works the same way you and I, the same way you know how to feed a cow or the simple things that we do.
Yeah. Yeah. Just to put it into perspective, here's how this works. So those of you, this will give you really something to talk about. And then we'll pause for a second to finish this off. What happens when I'm talking on this microphone, goes through a wire, into basically the Internet? You're doing the same thing. We have a device that basically breaks down the digital noise that we're making, sends it to a studio in Washington. It goes through a sort of computerized board, and from there it goes up to the what they call a tower farm in Staten Island, sent again through an Internet connection. The tower farm, you see up there, has these huge disks. It aims the signal up into the sky to a satellite that is 200 miles above the Earth. And the signal goes from our microphone, from our mouth to the microphone, all through this wiring to the Staten Island thing, up into the sky, back down from the satellite to radio stations that have these dishes that are there to receive the signal, comes through the signal, then goes into the radio station through their control board, out to their antenna, wherever it may be. The antenna sends out a signal that goes to your car or to your home or your office or wherever it is, so you can hear us in 1/8 of a second.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, think about that. 1/8 of a second after I've said what I have said. It went through all that process, defying everything, to get to you so you can hear it in 1/8 of a second. Pretty amazing.
I didn't know it was 1/8 of a second.
Yeah. Well,
is that a fact, or did you make that up?
No, that's what I was always told. I don't know any more than that.
Because it's the speed of light, but it may be slowed down by the process of the technology.
180, what is speed of light? 180,000 miles a second or something, isn't it?
Something like 186,000 miles a second.
Yeah.
It's pretty fast.
Okay. It is pretty fast. All right, stand by. A little bit more here from the quirks of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you're in the market to buy a home right now, you know how challenging it is out there. You're competing against cash buyers, so it's critical that you work with a reputable, established mortgage company like Quicken Loans. By getting pre-approved with us, sellers will know that you're serious and ready to close when you make that offer. Here's one more way to get the home you want. You can buy a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fourth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. You can see how a couple of radio geeks like us get turned on by all of this. We love talking about what's going on the air and how it works. And you probably won't hear too much discussion of this anywhere else. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff to talk about with regard to the president and international relations and the political realities of the Democrats and the Republicans. And so we are here to sort of take that stuff all apart and take the people apart. The one name that we didn't talk about was Joe Arpaio and whether or not he ought to be pardoned. He was the sheriff in, what was the Arapahoe County or one of the counties in Arizona, and was the tough guy. And so he's been charged with doing all kinds of things that were wrong. Make for great. It's very polarizing. Having a conversation about him, as with lots of other people, becomes very polarizing these days, Michael. Anything
about
Trump, Hillary, huh?
Polarization is the key of what's happening. But I do want to mention one thing, backing up to the technology.
Yeah.
The most important thing affecting all of our lives today collectively is the advancement of electronic communications.
Yeah.
That is the underlying theme that is changing our lives more than anything on our chart today. They all are tied into that.
Yep. Good thoughts. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour on the countdown.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sometimes, what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. That bit of nothing is everything. And that's what you get when you purchase a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz from your authorized dealer. Because only an authorized Mercedes-Benz dealership has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. Only Mercedes-Benz can back their certified pre-owned vehicles with an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, with roadside assistance included. It's time to experience confidence that's as unlimited as the warranty. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, and you'll receive 2 years of prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, now 53 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. This time, our focus is on the legal aspects, courtesy of one Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a lawyer and a college professor at law, one of the country's leading experts on scams. This is something that people need to keep on the top of their mind. It is so prominent. It really is. Identity theft is one of the really big problems, and it isn't just with older people now. The terrorism that goes on, the government corruption, things. You can tell by my voice. I'm so frustrated.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what to do. My iPhone rings all day long.
Yeah.
And the calls that are coming, one of them comes from a drug company in Canada that has phone numbers that they hope you will answer, because there's one call come from Los Angeles, the next one will come from Boston, the next one from Tampa, the next one from Indiana. They just have these numbers somehow or other, and they call, and they're just over the top annoying. And I told one of them who kept calling me to go F himself the other day, stop calling me. It doesn't make any difference. They just keep calling and calling and calling and calling, to the point where it's fractious. What in the world I've hit, when the number comes up on the screen, I hit block this call. Doesn't make any difference. Call still comes through. So
yeah.
What do you do legally, and what are they looking? Are they really trying to sell me something, or are they trying to get something else?
It's a wide range of hackers, identity thieves, scammers, and sometimes just ethically challenged business people. But in fact, you're not alone with this frustration. These kinds of calls, which are often the automated robocalls, and they can be done in such amounts because they're not even done from a phone, they're done from computers, are the number one consumer complaint now to the Federal Trade Commission. And the calls, you don't even know where they're from because they may have hacked someone's number, so it appears to come from perhaps even a phone number that's in not just your same area code, but even the same three-number prefix, which lures people into picking them up.
Yep.
There, a few years ago, the FTC had a contest to see who could come up with the best tech solution to this, and a company that won it was a company called Nomo Robo, N-O-M-O-R-O-B-O, and this for free on your landline you can have so that it will, when a robocall comes in, it'll ring once, and then Nomo Robo will screen it. If it's a robocall, cut it right off. So you just let your phone ring one time. They also have the service for a small fee on your cell phone, and there are some services that will do this. But every time the good guys come up with something, the bad guys come up with something too.
Yeah, somebody get around it. The book that Steve has written, that you can see more about at Scamicide.com, which is Steve's website, Scamicide.com. The book is called Identity Theft Alert. He is always updating it with rules that you need to follow to protect yourself from the things that he's just been talking about. So I wanted you to know, again, website, Scamicide.com, book Identity Theft Alert. Let's talk about some of the things from the countdown this week. The name Joe Arpaio comes up because... is he subject to a pardon? Has he been pardoned? I was trying to figure out which end of the horse he was on at the moment.
I know which part of the horse I think he is, but that's besides.
But there are more of those. There are more. Do you know there are more horses' asses than there are horses in the world? You didn't know.
And even having lived in the country and been on farms, it still amazes me that that is entirely accurate.
Yes.
You're absolutely correct on that. President Trump was commenting in Arizona the other day about possibly pardoning him, and yet it's certainly premature for him to be pardoned.
What's he been charged with, really?
You know, at this point, I don't think that he has had any convictions of abuse of his power. But people are already talking about pardoning him before he's had a conviction and appeals. So.
Yeah.
I think it's a matter of he's become an iconic figure to many, and I just think it's incredibly poor timing for the president. There's something he knows something about to be stepping in at this time to be discussing a pardon.
Yep. Well, there's a lot of focus on things like that. The is it right or wrong? Wait till we get to the end of the game, please. Thank you very much, Stephen. J.J. Wiseman at Scamicide.com here.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.